If you are within the sound of my voice and you're listening on the wireless, podcasts don't count here, then you still have time if you have not already to do what you need to do. It's voting day, remember? I'm David Brown, and no matter where you are on this Tuesday, November 3rd, you're on Texas Standard Time. Now, here's more good news. According to preliminary numbers, more Texans are voting in this off year than have voted in nearly a decade. Bad? Seven constitutional amendments that will affect everyone may still be decided by maybe six or seven of every 100 Texans. But we do amend that Constitution quite a lot, don't we? I mean, only three other states do more amending than we do. Florida, Alabama, California. This is not just a habit we cannot break, by the way. The fact that we're constantly amending, perhaps ironically, says something about the state's historically restrictive view of the powers of state government, certainly when compared to the U.S. Constitution. While the U.S. Constitution was intentionally made hard to change, giving Congress the power to make all laws necessary and proper, as they say, the Texans naturally did things a little differently. In fact, in Texas, neither the legislature nor the governor can do anything unless the Texas Constitution gives them a power to do so. Therefore, even tiny changes to Texas law often require an amendment to the state constitution first, which brings us to today and seven reasons you might want to do your job down at the polling station. Here to help us with that task, Ben Philpott, chief political reporter for KUT Austin. Ben, thanks for taking the time to do this.
Oh, sure.
I guess we should start with Proposition 1. This one deals with homeowner property taxes, right?
Right. This is the one that will increase our homestead exemption, which would then have the effect of lowering your property taxes. That homestead exemption is the amount of money you get to whack off the cost of your home, the value of your home, before they then assess the taxes.
So right now it's what, $15,000?
Right now it's $15,000, would go to $25,000. I think that the average is about $130, $140 maybe you would save on a home of around $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, the problem there is this is a homestead exemption, not a property tax decrease. If you're living living in a county or a city or a school district that has decided to increase how much it's going to charge you, then you may never see any of this.
Of course, this won't affect renters, I guess.
And it won't affect renters at all, or businesses or anything like that. So this is a homestead. This is just a house that a person owns.
I guess critics would also say that the state's sort of shifting spending rather than cutting taxes, too.
That's right. I mean, this is money. The way the state does this is they have to take whatever amount of money is no longer going to be collected by this homestead exemption.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That amount has to go into a property tax reduction fund, which the state then pays out from there.
All right. So, folks at home, if you're thinking about maybe you should keep a list here and just check off which way you're going to go with each of these propositions as we count through them. Let's move on to number two. This one is an attempt to clear up an earlier law concerning spouses of military vets.
Right. You know, just a few years back, they passed a constitutional amendment saying that if you were a 100% disabled veteran, that you wouldn't have to pay. You would be exempt of 100% of your property
mm-hmm,
taxes.
Mm-hmm.
They also said if you die, your spouse then can receive that same benefit for the rest of their life. The problem is the way they wrote it, it essentially only worked for people after the active date of that original constitutional amendment.
I see.
So now they're going back and saying, no, we meant anyone, not just people who came after the original date.
So this is sort of retroactive to what, people who died prior to January 1st, 2010?
Yes.
That's the idea. Okay. So this tries to deal with that loophole, if you will. So let's move on to prop number three. It repeals a living requirement for statewide officials. Normally, statewide officials, certain offices, have to live here in Austin.
That's right. In the Austin city limits, and now they can live anywhere. Now, obviously, you know, when this was written, our document is very old. Our constitution is very
mm-hmm.
old, and Texas is a gigantic state. The reason for it initially was quite obvious. If you were elected and you lived in El Paso, you could not live in El Paso and actually function as a statewide elected official.
Sure.
Trip was too long. Now there's telecommuting, there's planes, there's all this stuff. So they're saying, look, let's make it a little easier. Let's make the people not have to sell their home or give up and come here?
I mean, with a caveat, I mean, the governor and lieutenant governor would still have to live, at least according to this proposed amendment, the governor or lieutenant governor would still be required to live in Austin. But you're talking about people like the land commissioner, the controller, the ag commissioner, the AG.
Yep.
They could live wherever. But one other thing, if they don't have to live in Austin, then perhaps they could select the county in which they might be held, the jurisdiction,
well,
right?
That,
if there were some wrongdoing.
Yes, that's the other part, is that we've made some big changes in this last legislative session to the public integrity unit, which is the which is located here in Travis County through the Travis County District
right.
Attorney's Office. But they made changes so that the lawmaker could say, no, I want to be tried by my peers. My peers are back in my home county. And, of course, now these statewide officials can claim an outside home county.
We've got to clip through these pretty quickly here.
Yep.
We got Proposition number 4, sports teams and charitable raffles.
This is essentially just a way to increase the number of raffles that these charitable foundations are allowed to do. It used to be 2 home games a year.
Uh-huh.
Now it's any home game a year.
Got it. Small counties can perform private road maintenance. I guess it used to be that the limit was you couldn't if you were above a population of 5,000.
Yeah.
Right?
Now they want 7,500 specifically because some of these really tiny counties, their population has just grown. And this is just about saying, look, we don't have private contractors. Let's let the county help out.
Okay. Proposition number 6, getting a lot of attention. This would create a sort of a constitutional standard for hunting and fishing?
This would say, look, if you can't change or restrict any kind of hunting or fishing within the state unless you actually now go back and change the Constitution, if this proposition passes, of course. You know, it's really funny. This is a preemptive strike to keep any restrictions from coming, but we live in a state where whether you're a Republican, Democrat, or whatever, you have to take the press hunting to show that you're not going to steal anybody's guns if you get elected.
Yeah.
So the idea that this was going to actually happen in the near future is a little crazy.
Prop 7, I guess this is the big kahuna, transportation spending.
Transportation spending. This is part 3 of a 3-stage thing that lawmakers have done over the last couple of years to increase the amount of funding to TxDOT without raising any taxes or any fees. This is, you know, detractors will say this is a shell game. They are taking money from one part of the budget for general consumption and funneling it straight to transportation. Not that we don't need it. TxDOT says they need about $5 billion more each year just to maintain the roads we currently have. This is another small piece of
this
trying
is like
to get
$2.5 billion.
It's like $2.5 billion
a year. Half of the money that some people believe is needed.
Yes, and some of the other parts have made up for a little bit more of that. But you know, the detractors will say, "Look, the legislature says do this." Or the people want the legislature to go ahead and say, fix this, instead of always just throwing it back for a vote of the people.
That's KUT's political correspondent, Ben Philpott. Ben, thanks so much for your time.
Absolutely.
And a reminder, you can vote till 7 this evening, Texas Standard Time. You can find your polling precinct. I just tried it, and it works. VoteTexas.gov.